And now some news from the world of sports. The NHL playoffs. The Boston Bruins were back in familiar territory, trailing at home against the Toronto Maple Leafs in the third period of a winner-take-all Game 7 playoff. They needed a comeback. And while it was not as epic or odds-defying as the one they recorded 5 years ago, the 2018 edition of the Black and Gold took a page out of that 2013 playbook, scoring 4 unanswered goals in the third period for a 7-4 win in a game that was as wild and unpredictable as a well-plotted whodunit. This was not a game for aficionados of stalwart defense or dazzling goaltending. Boston backstop Tuukka Rask gave up 4 goals through 3 periods and did not look very comfortable in net. His counterpart Frederik Andersen was not very much better. It would be a night on both sides for offense, speed, defensive breakdowns, and ultimately the grit and resolve of Bruins rookie Jake DeBrusk, whose sensational individual effort goal midway through the third period provided the go-ahead and eventual game winner to propel Boston to the semifinals. Back and forth they went in this one, the Leafs jumping out to leads of 1-0 and 2-1, only to see the Bruins tie things up each time, first on a tip-in goal by DeBrusk, then on a wrister from another rookie, Danton Heinen. Boston even took a lead after that, with Patrice Bergeron putting back a rebound of a shot by former UVM defenseman Kevin Miller, who shot purposefully wide from the point, striking the backboards and getting a perfect bounce out front to Bergeron for a 3-2 Bruins lead in the second period. But the Leafs would not fall there. They tied the game at 3 and then went ahead on a spectacular shorthanded goal by speed demon Kasperi Kapanen, who collected a puck at mid-ice, shrugged off Brad Marchand like a loose overcoat, and came in all alone on Tuukka Rask, faking to his right, then left, then coming full stop in the crease before going back to his forehand to tuck the puck calmly into the net for a 4-3 Leafs lead. But the Bruins would fight back. Just over 1 minute into the final frame, Kevin Miller got his second assist of the night. With the team skating 4-on-4, Miller found his fellow blue liner Torrey Krug at the point for a one-timer that Krug blasted low and hard past Andersen to tie the game at 4. And then with the raucous TD Garden crowd in full-throated frenzy, it was time for the rookie DeBrusk to score the greatest goal of his young career, collecting a David Krejci pass just outside the Boston blue line before turning on the Jets and speeding into the Toronto zone. He got Leafs defenseman Jake Gardiner to turn inside, then went wide right outside before leaning in just ahead of Gardiner, tucking the puck 5-hole between Anderson's pads and crashing into the boards behind the net for a 5-4 Boston lead. David Pastrnak scored an insurance goal a few minutes later, and Marchand added an empty netter to seal the deal and put an exclamation point on one of the most thrilling Game 7s in recent memory. Now, there will be little rest for the Bruins. Doesn't get any easier in Round 2, which starts Saturday against the team that finished first in the Eastern Conference this year, the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Bruins will need to get their passing game back, which inexplicably fell apart after Games 1 and 2 of the Toronto series. Tuukka Rask will have to be the goalie who stole Game 4 for Boston, rather than the one who looked shaky and unsure of himself last night. And players like Marchand will need to be sharper as well. But although on paper this looks like it's Tampa's series to win, the 7 games against Toronto should have the Bruins battle-tested and ready to take the next step. And I'm calling Bruins in 7 in this one, even though that would mean winning that last Game 7 on the road. As for the Maple Leafs, they are only going to get better. They may be a Canadian franchise, but they remind me of a well-celebrated American in history, described by Lin-Manuel Miranda as young, scrappy, and hungry. And while they're still yearning for their first cup since 1967, they will be back. And the next time they're in position to move on, their rallying cry may very well be that they're not giving away their shot. The news was not much better for Toronto baseball fans. The Boston Red Sox snapped their 3-game losing streak in Toronto last night, beating the Blue Jays 4-3, also a come-from-behind win. Mookie Betts hit his second home run of the game in the top of the 7th with a man on to give the Sox a lead that would hold up when Craig Kimbrell pitched a 1-2-3 ninth for his 6th save of the year. Eduardo Rodriguez got the win. He improves to 3-0 on the season. The New York Yankees' slow start to the season is now officially a thing of the past. The Yanks have now won 5 in a row after beating the Minnesota Twins 7-4 in the Bronx last night. There may be no player hotter in the majors right now than Didi Gregorius, who homered again last night, his fourth straight game-going yard, and Tyler Austin went deep as well, a three-run shot. The New York Mets got cooled off by the St. Louis Cardinals 9-1. Michael Wacha won his fourth straight for the Cards. They've won 9 of their last 11. NBA playoffs, the Houston Rockets eliminated the Minnesota Timberwolves in 5 games, winning 122-104 in Houston. Behind Clint Capella's 26 points and 15 rebounds, the Cleveland Cavaliers now up 3-2 thanks to who else? LeBron James. King James hit a three-pointer at the buzzer, giving the Cavs a 98-95 win over the Indiana Pacers. They're up now 3-2. Toronto Raptors are also up 3-2 in their series against the Washington Wizards. See, the news isn't all bad for Toronto sports fans. DeMar DeRozan scored 32 points. Raptors win 108-98. And Russell Westbrook scored 45 to stave off elimination for the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Utah Jazz in OKC's 107-99 win. Jazz still lead that series 3-2.